And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD is actually going to be a Facebook post. We're going to pull the switcheroony on you. The Facebook post is called Holding Back. Holding Back. Also, Russell Schubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of 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 Christian Talk Radio. And sometimes politics, I guess. And then Adam Amel, CEO of Alive Solar and the likely legacy perpetuator of Excalibur Roofing. Well, he's in the house.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving. We need something better than that. Lessons for living. Well, that's getting better, but just a little bit more. Lessons for prevailing. Okay, I like that. Now we're getting somewhere. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation except for burritos. I can't talk about burritos. You want to know why? There's one sitting in my cupboard in my office. No, you can't go get it. That's not the point. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. And barely that. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Do you ever feel as though those little irritations of life are about to overwhelm you?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Friday, July 28th.
When guys play with their keys during church, that really irritates me.
It's people who say they're going to call you, they're going to come do something, and they don't do it.
It's very irritating when you go into the cafeteria and you're really hungry and the lines are long.
Those small irritations can be frustrating. It's been said that we are worn down less by the mountain we climb than by the small pebbles in our shoes. Here are a few of those small pebbles that frequent my sneakers. An unbalanced checkbook, a messy garage, sibling rivalry, car trouble, and yes, even more sibling rivalry. For years, I didn't react very well to these pebbles. Then I was challenged by four little words from the Bible. In everything, give thanks. I realized that God wanted to invade every area of my life, and I began to look for ways He was working, even in unpleasant circumstances. One final thought. Do you have some gravel in your sneakers today? Instead of complaining, try giving thanks. God may be trying to teach you something. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. So much going on. All right, folks, let's see. We told you about Lee Strobel. He's going to be jumping on 3 weeks from now. We got Dinesh D'Souza going to be jumping on 2 weeks from now. And I told you about Adam, and Adam is in studio. He is the likely perpetuator of the legacy for Excalibur Roofing. We'll discuss that later on, okay? We're going to just take our time, go through a couple of different things. First and foremost, let me tell you who's sponsoring this segment. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's our friend, Sam Rasool. Sam, going to be stepping into some other elements, going to be working with us on the weather and traffic and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. But let me tell you something about Sam. Born a Muslim, becomes a Christian, is flying an airplane on 9/11. How do you think his testimony sounds? Pretty much out there as far as you can go? They have no idea. Here's what I want to tell you, though. He is a real estate, I don't want to use the word junkie. That's the one I was thinking of, but he's a real estate junkie. Here's the thing. He loves real estate. Just loves it. And he is an enthusiast. That's a much better word. Thank you. He is number 5 in Southern California, including L.A., which tells you that is not bad. And what does he do? If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives that to whatever church or ministry you want. Zero element of misunderstanding. He has given tens of thousands of dollars to different ministries in San Diego. Like, that's cool. Yeah. How's that not cool? Here's the other part. If you are trying to sell your house and you're like, I need a front door. Like, if you're one of those people, Sam will forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house. And then when it sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow, but doesn't charge any interest. That's a person who's pretty much committed to what they're doing. Sam is a great guy. Many of you know some of our testimonies, times with Sam, just fantastic. He'll talk about real estate and then he talks about life, and he has an opinion. You have to like that. So he's a Palestinian Christian. I'm a Jewish Christian. You put us together in the studio, and what's going on? Jesus gets glorified. That's the way it's supposed to be, right? ThinkSam.com. Great URL because my brain's limited. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, but for somebody else, then Tugboat Todd and I say, send him to Sam. There you go. That's right. That's a live read, by the way. I don't know if you like that. It was fun. All right. What's the other thing I want to tell you about? Oh, don't forget about my good friend Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries, who's going to be doing, I think he's going to host for me when I'm absent. I've got something going on in September. I just haven't nailed him down on a date in which he's going to host, and then we don't pay him. So it's a freebie for us. So, you know, but it's a lot of fun because he's a great guy. Whitefields Ministries at whitefields.org. That comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. And the NASB is a good way to look at that, where Jesus said the fields are white. And Steve took a lot of time explaining that. It's really interesting about the people wearing their headgear and bobbing up and down coming towards Jesus. And it's like, oh, if you get that picture, you really catch what's going on. But here is the bottom line for them. They take the gospel to the farthest places in the earth, and they support these rural pastors who are 20, 30, and 40 miles away from the nearest regular road. And they help them financially, and they help them educationally, and they help them inspirationally. And they go into these villages and where there's no clean drinking water. They're using septic sewers as water systems, and they create a filter system for the village. And that's what this ministry does. Plus, they connect ministries, ministers, missionaries. It's like, man, that's cool. That is. And there's great video, great stuff on the website, whitefields.org. And if you go there and you want to get involved with them, great. And if not, great. You just be led by the Lord. But there's that opportunity. If you're looking for opportunity to get into ministries and into some kind of support, you don't know where to start, try that. You might like it. He's a great guy. That's for sure. Whitefields.org. Okay. Are you ready for our first DDD, devotional diamond of the day? For those who are not sure, that's when I'm going through scripture and, you know, whether it's the Old Testament or New Testament, it's like, ooh, look at that. Ooh. And it becomes bold. That's kind of a nice way to say it because you just kind of bounces out there. It doesn't really turn neon, though, but it does get bold. And then you look at it and think, oh, I think we can talk about that. That's what this is, and the title of this is called Holding Back. That's right, don't hold back. Okay, I can't sing that good. Okay, I can try. Did I tell them the email? I don't even remember what I've done. No, okay, davidsmoon at kprz.com. And for those that want to complain, we have that Gmail account. Get a hold of Tugboat Todd. You have to email him now at gmail.com. You have 10 seconds, and then the whole account disappears. Holding back, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19 says this. So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Talking about children of Israel. Talking about entering into the promise that God
now
had. Wait, I'm not sure what that was. Something came up. Here. Oh, that's good, though. I can use that now. See, now you are not them. This is why Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19 teaches us that we should not do what they did. Now, there's some things that the people of Israel did that were fantastic. There were some moments that were really great. There's some people in the Old Testament that were outstanding. Then sometimes those same people maybe not so outstanding. Well, you want to go after the things that are good and not dumb or bad. And here we get this clear indication that they were not able to enter into something that God had prepared for them because of their unbelief. That's the key I want to pull out. They couldn't enter into it because they didn't have faith. Now, you might think, well, what does that apply to? And my response would be, I have no idea what that applies to in your life. I know what it applies to in context in the scripture. And it applies to entering in the land and the promise that God had in mind for them, which they could not hold on to because they could not maintain their faith. They could not enter in. But that might also have a dynamic application where there might be something that the Lord's doing in your life and you're not really getting into it because you just don't have faith. Maybe you don't have faith that God can work through you or God's doing it with you. Maybe you kind of look at yourself and maybe the enemy's got a little, you know, a little stick in there somewhere going, yeah, you're not worth it. You can't do it kind of attitudes. I don't know. But this thing I know for sure, our doubts keep us out. That I know. I've been a Christian for 40 years. I don't need anybody to tell me that. That is one I know each and every year I've been a Christian. That my doubt not just keeps me out, but it holds me back. It restrains me. And why do we typically doubt? Well, I think, well, for me, and I think I've seen this in scripture, I get so focused on what's going on that I'm not focusing on the Lord. So I'm focusing on what's going on. And that seems so much bigger. I was like, ooh. You know, that whole Goliath, David and Goliath thing. I mean, he looked at Goliath and if it was me. You know, Goliath, you know, 9'3 to 9'6. You realize, you know, Shaq is like 7'6 or whatever he is. So add 2 feet to Shaq. I'm like, that guy could dunk with his nose, right? I mean, big guy. Yeah, David looked right at him and said, well, you come with this, you come with this, you come. I'm coming in the name of the Lord. He knew right what he was doing. All I'm saying is that for you and me, sometimes we hold it back. And what we need to do is not let our doubts hold us back. We need to, you know, if the Lord has set something up, maybe it's a ministry and you're just like, oh, well, it's not going to be big like Dr. David Jeremiah. Here's my first answer. Yeah, you're right. Probably not. But that doesn't mean it's not effective. I mean, it's still the guy that led Billy Graham to Christ. I mean, that's some fruit. gets a lot of fruit after. The littlest thing. Maybe it's just a small ministry of praying for people. You know what? That's what this church needs by and large more than anything else. All of us praying for everybody, especially praying for one another. A lot of stuff going on. We need the Lord more than ever, right? Okay. Cool. All right. You've been listening to the David Swin Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. What am I doing
here? More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Hon, what's wrong? Whoa! What is up with this stack of dresses?
Jill's wedding is tomorrow, and I still don't know what to wear.
Oh, come on. You'll look great in any one of these.
No! I'm worried that I'll pick a dress I like now, but then hate the way I look in the pictures later.
Worry really does come in all sizes and shapes, doesn't it? Are you worried about something right now? Maybe something far more serious than what outfit to wear? Well, it might help you to hear this advice. It's from the Bible, from Jesus himself.
Do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat, or drink, or wear?" But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
The key is to replace worry with trust. Trust in God. You see, he promises peace and joy in your heart if you trust your life to him. You can learn more now at the website, findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yeah. All right, now you guys know, for those of you that don't know, we do our show 2 to 4, and then it's replayed 10 to 12 in the evening. So for those that are listening during the 2 to 4 time, I'm checking out the sky, and it's very bright out. And in nighttime, if you're listening, it's very dark out. And now you know what's going on outside, or if in your car, you probably already know because you have a windshield. So we've got a guest that's going to be calling in and coming on in seconds, but I want you to be aware of some of the things that we're working on or dealing with or so on and so forth. Crazy Price Mall, 60% off everything in the store this week. So there's food, there's a wedding photographer. I just heard there was a wedding photographer. I was like, who knew that? And so instead of paying $500 or $600 for your wedding for a photographer, you can get it for half off. It's like if you're counting the dollars like I've been doing for a long time, you're thinking that's a good deal, right? CrazyPriceMall.com. We encourage you to check that out and purchase whatever you want. It's just a wonderful opportunity to get a discount. The K-Praise app, always cool. We did tell you originally the price for the K-Praise app was $55 million. But nobody seemed to want to buy it at $55 million, so we decided to give it away for free. So you just go to the app store, whatever your app store is, and then once you're at your app store, you type in KPRZ, touch the little thing there, or your screen, or whatever, or yell at it if it's voice activated, and then you'll get the app, and you'll be able to listen anytime you want to the live shows. You can access the podcast. There's a lot of different things you can do. And it will also tell you how to pick the next lotto numbers. Oh, I'm just kidding. That joke. KPRZ app. Check it out. All right. On the phone with us. Now, I'm going to... I got chills. Ladies and gentlemen, discerner of the politically diabolical and divine. He wades through the weeds of talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate our very own. Russell Shubin from Christian Outlook, who, by the way, has been so busy this last week and a half or two. I feel bad for him. ChristianOutlook.com. Also, Saturdays, 11 p.m. here on KPRZ. Sundays at 4 p.m. and Sundays, 11 p.m. How you doing, Russell?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you again.
Always great to have you on. I just couldn't think of anybody in all of Salem who was as busy as you this last couple of weeks.
I don't know. There's a lot of busy people, but you've been busy as well, and things are good in San Diego?
Yeah, things are, you know, San Diego. I mean, look, it. You have to go to Hawaii to go somewhere better. I mean, that just tells you everything you got to know.
It's humid in Hawaii.
What's that?
It's humid.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. But you get off the airplane, you get there, and you go, I don't care what has happened. It is kind of phenomenal. All right, talk to me about Christian Outlook, because it's the best of the best of the best of the best. What do you got going on this week?
Well, it was a special week for Salem Media Group, and some of your listeners may know about it, some may not. I'm sure there's some that don't, but Salem Media Group was broadcasting live from the White House this week with 15 hosts, with representatives from Salem's news talk outlets, as well as representatives from Salem's teaching talk outlets, including syndicated hosts and local hosts. So we have a cross section of Salem talent that was there at the White House. You know, we got a pretty nice representation of some of the appearances of key people that made their way to our Christian hosts. And Don Crow talked to Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross. Eric Metaxas caught up with Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. Wonderful woman, great person in that spot. Kevin McCullough talks to Robert Lighthizer. He's trade ambassador for the U.S. He looks at our trade deficit with China and what the administration is seeking to do about that. And then we have continuing our look at China and not from the time at the White House, Don Crow talks to Daniel Mark, the new chair of the International Commission on Religious Freedom. And we talk to shift gears, and we hear so much in the news about, or so much complaining about fake news today. Austin Ruse is out with a new book, looks at fake science, looks at gender issues, looks at climate issues, looks at the polar ice cap, looks at fraudulent science, you know, a whole number of things. And he talks to Georgine Rice about that. And then staying with that issue of gender, Jeff Johnston, Focus on the Family, talks about a new research that Focus has The title of that resource is When Transgender Issues Enter Your World. Jeff talks to Bill Bunkley about that. Great and very practical advice. And it's relevant not just for transgender, but any of those sexual and moral issues that are so difficult and so sensitive, and the things that weigh heavy, I'm sure, on so many of the listeners, and if not in their immediate circle, in their broader circle. And then we hear from Bob Burney, looks at a blog entry by a guy from the University of Chicago who makes the case for infanticide, of why we ought to, if we can abort a child all the way up into 9 months, and his narrow argument was that children that have disabilities, we should be able to infantilize them after they're born. And this is the sort of thing that we've been talking about, but what happens is first it's talked about on the fringes, and then it's talked about with people who are in greater positions of respectability, and then we start to see, you know, legislation and that sort of thing. So that's what we got today.
Wow,
great program, I think.
How did you get all that in a show? I mean, you got eight topics or something. It's like, that's just way too
much. Each interview is 8 seconds long, to be fair.
That's a great line right there. Each interview, welcome, and thanks for coming. It's like, that's how each one goes. All right, there's just so much to pick up. Good job by Salem Media Group to get on the at the White House to do their broadcast. You know, they wouldn't let me go, but there's several reasons why they don't let me escape the box that I'm in here. It's for the safety of the general public. We kind of understand that. Here is something that I want to ask you about. They all did a really good job. The fake science thing, though. Oh, you know, that book. And you bring that up, and I think about Genesis, where, you know, somebody recently, I think it was Ken Ham, was saying, hey, we're claiming the rainbow back. And then the gay community was like, well, you can't have the rainbow back. And the rainbow symbolizes the mercy of God. And they're kind of doing a back and forth. And I'm just dumb enough to read the scripture, because I think, you know, something about reading the Bible is really helpful. And it turns out that the rainbow symbolizes that God will never, quote unquote, flood the world again, which of course means that even if the polar ice caps melted, the world can't flood again. It can only happen the one time. So it doesn't really mean the mercy of God. It means it won't flood again, which also flies in the face of the fake science. How do Christians deal with that when they are not scientists?
Well, I mean, in one sense, just like the individual Christian the lay Christian is not a theologian, but should not just leave the theology to the theologians in the similar sense, just as the informed citizen, the typical average informed citizen is not a scientist, but has a responsibility to have some measure of ability to interact, especially with the big and the broad themes that we're dealing with today. So I guess in a most practical way is that we ought to be wrestling with how climate science and the fears of rising waters may or may not or likely won't impact the world in a grave way that we see, and in your point, promise after the first one.
You know what? It's amazing. It's what you were saying, that I just thought of something. It should be a springboard for Christians to go, well, apparently you're afraid of dying. Why? What's going to happen when you die? And use that as an evangelistical tool. That, I mean, that's what we should be doing. It's like, oh, it's like a Jack Chick track. Wow. Okay. Let me ask you. So that event at the White House, are we going to be able to see Salem do that again as well? Because it went so well?
Well, I would not be at all surprised if that would be the case. It was a historic event. As best that we know, there was never anything like it broadcast from live from the White House. So there is something, you know, and this is not the access that Salem has and the groundwork that has been laid. This is not something that is brand new in 2017. This is the stuff, this is the groundwork that has been laid for 15 or 20 years with a very significant engagement in politics, that is hard politics with supporting of politicians, that is supporting the various particular measures, covering in an engaged way. And so this is the fruits of a lot of groundwork that's been laid. And so we would hope that there would be more fruit to be born from it. Something that was not publicized or that didn't result in stuff on the air. There's also a very significant meeting with members of House and the Senate with a special event there. So these relations are strong and developing, it's a good thing. And hopefully it will happen again.
Yeah, and I look forward to that. And then next week, you and I can talk about how the Republicans and the Democrats can't get together and order a pizza. We'll do that next week because we're out of time now, and you know I'm going to have a lot to say about that. So I'm giving you as much time to prep for it.
Next week, they might get the pizza order, though, by next week.
All right, well, let's see if the pizza comes, and then I want to see if it's Domino's or if they went to the freezer and bought a frozen pizza. That's what I want to see. All right, folks, you got to check it out. It's pretty simple. ChristianOutlook.com is the website, but the show, Christian Outlook, right here on KPRZ, 11 p.m. on Saturdays, 4 p.m. on Sundays, 11 p.m. on Sundays. We like them so much, we play them three times. And the person who directs all that, our very own Russell Shubin. Thank you for taking the time, Russell. We appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. You have a great weekend, and God bless you and all your listeners.
You too, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're going to come back with Adam Hamill, and you're going to be like, what? Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult, plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Balmer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Balmer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
Monitor your heart daily to avoid wandering from God's wisdom.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. David writes, "My friend Norm Cook sometimes had a surprise for his family when he arrived home from work. He would walk through the front door and shout, 'You're forgiven!' Now, it wasn't that family members had wronged him and needed his forgiveness. He was reminding them that though they doubtless had sinned throughout the day, they were by God's grace fully forgiven. The Apostle John supplies this note about grace in 1 John 1, 7-9. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, no inclination to sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." David continues, "To walk in the light is a metaphor for following Jesus. Imitating Jesus with the Spirit's help, John insists, is the sign that we have joined with the apostles in the fellowship of faith. We are authentic Christians. But," he continues, "let's not be deceived. We will make wrong choices at times. Nevertheless, grace is given in full measure. We can take what forgiveness we need. Not perfect, just forgiven by Jesus. That's the good word for today." can access the Daily Devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I see. It's all right.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick traffic update. It's Friday. That's your update. Adam Hamill hanging out with us, CEO and president of Alive Solar. First of all, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Also, somebody who's closely connected to our very own Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing. So I'm not going to do everything to explain it. I'm going to let, you know, Adam explain it, because if I explain it, it probably won't make as much sense, right? So Adam's going to kind of share with us. I do want you to know that this gentleman is stepping in, and this is what he said to me in my office. Yeah, I want to connect with the community. That's why he's here. Do you understand what he's trying to say? I want to be a part of the Christian community from a business point of view. I have connections in the Christian community, but I want to be a part of this one because I don't know as many people in this. And we're going to do that together. And Eric and Ingrid are the people that are behind that and supporting Adam in that. All right. So, Adam, tell people what this connection is between Alive Solar and Excalibur Roofing. What is that?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, Alive has been working with Excalibur really since we started working in solar. I met Mike Shannon, who was sort of their kind of operations guy, sales. He's really kind of running the company and at the moment. And they had done a lot of work for us, and we had sent a lot of work to them. Obviously, we're on roofs all the time, so we see a lot of roofs. Their roofs are the best roofs we've seen. And that's really why we've decided to kind of take this relationship to the next level, because of the quality of work. To be honest, we're pretty busy. But when I saw this opportunity to kind of increase and to engage with them a bit more and kind of to move to the next level in terms of our working together, I couldn't pass it up. So it's been really amazing to see. And it's really kind of helped accomplish some of my goals, Alive's goals, and Eric and Ingrid's goals at the same time.
That's kind of nice how the Lord kind of wove it together. You know, like you probably didn't even know, hey, we're going to help each other out, And the Lord's up there going, nah, it's going to be more than that.
It was very unexpected. And it just kind of happened all of a sudden. And then it took some time. And to be honest, we're still kind of working out a lot of the last details as we've discussed. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But at the moment, we have just this great relationship where essentially Alive Solar is Alive Solar and Roofing. And we have sort of an agreement with Eric and Ingrid and with Excalibur. So if you call Excalibur, you know, Ashley picks up the phone, she talks to you, and basically she just sends you straight through to us.
Wow.
So the most important thing that we want to make sure everyone knows is that you're getting the exact same quality, the exact same people doing the work, the exact same quality of work. So, you know, nothing's really changing except for this relationship, and sort of operationally things are changing. So eventually, you know, we'd love to buy the company. There are just some things that need to fall in place for that to happen. So as of now, we just have this referral agreement, essentially, with Excalibur. But all kinds of checks and balances are in place to make sure that the quality of service is what we want to make sure, you know, maintains the level that your listeners have come to expect and that San Diego's come to expect.
Yeah, that's an excellent response, too, because, you know, there's a quality to Eric and Ingrid's work that has always maintained a connection to our audience. So I think if you know radio, this never happens. See, this kind of thing, it doesn't normally morph from one person who's been involved. Now it's another company and they're working it together. Oh, by the way, we're coming back to radio. We want to be a part of this whole thing.
Right.
It's like it's much more of a community mindset than it is actually the business mindset, getting people to be praying for each other, supporting each other. And then the referrals are not like these like iffy referrals. It's like, no, these are the people. Use these people.
Right. Well, absolutely. Well, and it's integrity has always been something that's been key for Eric and Ingrid. And really, that was why this works. That's why I was interested in this. That's why they were interested in us. And, you know, that's really the kind of the common thread here. This kind of thing doesn't generally happen in the business world either, where a company kind of works together in this way to kind of, you know, pass on, maintain, and grow a business. So it's a really unique situation that we're really excited about.
Yeah, and I'm excited for you guys. And just as you people get to understand, Adam's going to come on, every month he's going to come on. We're going to talk a little bit about the business, but a little bit about his testimony, which is quite extensive. This is one of the weirdest things that we have is all these people that seem to come on the show have these absolutely, really in-depth experiences and connections and testimonies for the Lord. So it's like you fit right in. It's like, well, there you go. That works out great. I do want people to know, though, something you told me again. What is your customer response to the works that you have done thus far? What is your ratio in people commenting that are your customers?
Oh, well, we are the only company I've ever heard of with a 100% customer satisfaction rating. And honestly, I mean, there may be an unhappy customer out there. I just haven't heard from them yet. And if you're out there, please let me know. But as far as I know, and we check in, we do not have an unhappy customer. And that's important because we only work by referral. This is honestly the first time that Alive has done any kind of advertising. And really, we're only here because of the relationship with Excalibur. And so we're excited to continue that tradition. But we only work by referral, so we have to make every customer happy. And so far, we've been extremely successful in doing that. Completely successful, I could say, as far as I know.
All right. So this kind of tells you a couple of things. One, that Adam and Alive Solar completely committed to the same level of quality that Eric and Ingrid are. Two, and he's absolutely right. I can tell you right now how radio works. Just so you can know, Alive Solar is not buying any spots. They just want the interview so that they can talk to people. And so they can connect. Now, if you understand how radio works, they are only doing one thing, connecting to the community, which is exactly what they want to accomplish. If you're somebody that's interested in connecting to them because you really have a roofing issue or a solar issue, we're talking about, the people that contact them aren't well, what's the word? They're not just checking out. They know these are people highly recommended. They're all the way in, even as they step into the process. And that's important because it speaks of a lot about quality. All right. So if there's one thing that you want to say about solar and roofing, I want to give you that chance in the next segment. But in the next segment, what I really want to do is also hear a little bit about your testimony. Just start cracking at that so we can see how the Lord has worked in your life, because you're not a stranger to San Diego, to San Diego in any capacity, but you did take an interesting journey out.
I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are going to be like, no way. It's like some cool stuff. For a while, you were connected to Emmanuel Faith, and you're going to another church now. Is that correct? Where are you going now?
I'm at the Orchard Community Church, which is an Emmanuel Faith church plant in Escondido. We just became independent a few months ago. We meet at a school up there at Orange Glen High School. I've been part of that planting team and involved there for 3 years or so now.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you that I told you this, but that's the high school my wife went to for a year.
Oh, wow.
Just in case you didn't know. How bizarre is that, folks? Things just kind of circle around. Oh, and then remind me, Tugboat Ted, as we come back, to tell you something about my son that will also just absolutely blow your mind. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
But I think God is talking to all of us is just to have a hand that's just totally opened up.
Followers of Christ are called to be gracious, as David Green explains on Focus on the Family Minute.
It's not about how much you give. It's about, we know about the widow that gave more than the rich man. There was a time that God asked us to do something for ORU, and it's a pretty large number. My son comes back and he says, Dad, did we outgive your mom? And I said, no. My mom gave of her need, and we're given of our abundance. So I think God just wants us to have a heart. I think it all starts with our heart. Do we really have a heart for Him and for what's important to Him? And that's to see people come to know Christ. And so that's what we want to make sure, that we are always in prayer. Do we really care about these people? And if we do, we're going to give.
Well, giving is more about where your heart is than the amount you give. And you'll hear more insights about generosity from David Green today at familyminute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's a pause on purpose. Did that work? No? All right. David Spoon at KPRZ.com, hanging out with Adam Hamill from Alive Solar. And if you want to know what the website is, it's AliveSolar.com. But he's trying to tell our audience, don't call. How many people do we have on that say don't call? Don't go on the website. Zero. Well, you're really doing this. He's just trying to say hello. Now, if you're really serious and you know the quality of Excalibur Roofing and you understand what he's trying to do, okay, that might be different. Then you can get a hold of him. Okay? Yeah. But they're busy. They just want you to know we're here in the community and a part of it. What's one thing people need to know about solar that they typically don't? Then we're going to get into your testimony.
Oh, wow. There's so much I could say, but to boil it down, I got into this side of the industry because, and I'll get a little of my background, I did not have a typical path to becoming a solar company owner. But I felt like I had something dramatically different to offer. So the technology we sell is completely, completely different. And if you want to know more about it, you know, do give me a call. I'm not saying don't call. Give me a call if you want to know more. But I got into this because I actually decided against solar myself as I was shopping because I knew what it was about. I was in the industry in the utility scale side, totally different aspect of the solar industry. But I knew what this stuff should cost and I knew what it should do. And what I saw out there was not meeting that standard to me. I felt like I had a completely different, dramatically superior technology that I could offer at a much more competitive price. So we started doing that.
That's cool, though. That's a great answer. For those that do want the phone number, 760-877-4759, correct?
That's right.
Okay. See, I'm one for one. If I did that in baseball, I'd be making $90 million a year. 760-877-4759, AliveSolar.com. Now let's get into the next phase, my favorite phase. Let's talk a little bit about your testimony. Just start off with this way. I guess I'll ask the most simplistic question. Were you raised in a family of faith? Was this something you came into? How'd that go? How did it start?
I was raised in a family of faith. And I often like to say I felt like, you know, I accepted the Lord when I was like 5 or 4 or something like that. And I like to, I feel like in a lot of ways I understood it better then than I do now.
That's probably true.
I think that's true about almost anything in life, yeah. Isn't it? The more you learn, the more you know you don't know.
Right.
So, you know, I certainly fall into that category.
What was then from that age to most people go on a journey? I mean, at some point, usually it's not at, you know, 8.
Sure.
Most people go on a journey, you know, 15, 16, 17, 21, whatever the case. I mean, some at 12 or 13. What was it for you?
For me, you know, being raised in a Christian school and going to church and all that, I think, you know, religion was sort of just a part of life until I kind of got to a point where I realized that there's a lot more to it than this and I need to take it seriously. There were a few people in my life that had a dramatic impact, and it was really toward the end of high school that I started to get serious about my faith, and that was a large part of my decision to go to a secular university. So I went to USC. I studied music, but I was very involved with Campus Crusade, it was called at that time, right, up there, and I did a lot of mission work. Those were big, big steps in my life. It was the first time I was ever in a community where not everybody was Christian or purported to be Christian. So it was a very, very interesting time for me.
Did that adversely affect you, or did that just kind of like mature you to recognize, you know, it's not a bubble?
Oh yeah, quite the opposite. It certainly affected me for the positive, because, you know, it's like, well, you're supposed to tell people about God, and I'm like, well, everybody already knows about God until you're in a place where they don't, and then it's, you know, it there's now what do I do?
Right.
And then going to other countries where, you know, here it's like you go up to somebody to talk to them about God and they're like, oh, you know, maybe they're like, oh, great. Or maybe they're like, get away from me. Go to a place like the Czech Republic. People are like, oh, really? Tell me more about God. And you're like, what? Now what do I do?
Wow.
You know, so some of the mission experience that I had as a part of Campus Crusade was very impactful on me as well.
Talk to me about your education, because you have people who think, well, he's probably got a degree in electricity. right. or a degree in, I'm just giving you all this, in catching wind?
Right.
Or what do you got? What do you have going on?
Catching wind is a good one. My undergraduate degree is in recording arts from USC. So that was through the music school. So I'm a musician, and then I have a master's degree in theology from the University of Aberdeen in Northeast Scotland. And, you know, in a way, I will not use either of those degrees. And in another way, I use both of them every day. So, yeah, not the usual path to solar company ownership.
No, not the usual path. Let's just back that up a step. So you got through USC, and somewhere between USC and getting a degree in as a recording engineer and theology in Scotland, what happened where you went, you know, I've got my recording degree. I'm feeling pretty good. Probably not going to be the Beatles. I think I'll look and see about theology. How did you go from that to that?
You know, being a student is the easiest way to immigrate. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but it is. If you ever want to go somewhere, be a student. It's the easiest way in. But I had always wanted to do theological study. And, you know, do serious theological study. And I'd been on a mission trip to Scotland, and I was kind of working in the music industry, actually working in radio and doing a few other things, and just decided I didn't want to spend the rest of my life in rooms without windows. And because I was kind of headed toward a career in like mastering engineering, or so I thought, and just decided to move to Scotland and do the degree and study. And that kind of opened up some new doors for me. I was there for 5 years and actually ended up getting deported. Which at the time, it was fairly traumatic. I tell people that's my only good story. And I was deported. They basically stuck me on a plane back to L.A. And I was trying to start this business there. And I really felt like the Lord said no, in no uncertain terms. That was not the place. And really, in retrospect, that makes sense. Solar doesn't work as well in Scotland.
Not as sunny.
Right. But it was really more energy storage that I was focused on then. And we actually are still quite focused on energy storage. And there are a lot of energy storage aspects to the business. But that was really kind of the way I got back here. And I started working on this business right away, as I said, in utility scale solar initially, about 2008, founded the company in 2010. But, you know, ministry has always been a huge part of my life, and it always will be. Like I said, I'm on the leadership team at my church, but it's, you know, my goal has always been to fund ministry with business. So I really want to grow this business much, much bigger, not to like sort of gain some kind of, you know, kingdom for myself, but to be able to support important things and do much more important things. Because solar is great, and I really enjoy a lot of aspects of it, but it's so small in the grand scheme of eternity.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's an excellent way to say it. Now you can know why Adam is on board, and now you know what the connection is. The guy thinks exactly like I do. The Scotland thing, though, threw me. I'm just being honest. It threw me. All right, Adam Hamill. You got Alive Solar at AliveSolar.com. The phone number is 760-877-4759. And just so you can know, he'll be back for more next month, and you'll get to the next step on his testimony as we grow this relationship. And I'm glad to have you on board and glad you're a part of it.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. And that is my personal cell phone, so call me late at night.
Okay. In the morning, though, right? All right. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break. Then you'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here's the word on wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to this edition of The Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. You know, one of the misconceptions and myths that I bump into here in my retirement planning office is that people think that once you retire, the whole tax planning strategizing goes out the window. Absolutely not true. And I'll give you just a quick example of where this really comes into play. Two places in particular. Social Security is one of those places. You know, Social Security and the tax on your Social Security benefits is a function of your income. And you may pay tax on none of your Social Security. Many people pay tax on half of their Social Security, and some folks pay tax on 85%. Of your Social Security benefits. And in strategizing tax-wise, one right move, one right decision, one right allocation change could take you from the 85% of your Social Security to be taxed down to 50. And if you did the math on that, you'll find out that's a pretty substantial number. So that would be one place where some annual tax planning could impact your net cash flow. The other, of course, is at age 70 and a half when you have to start taking required distributions from your IRAs and 401k plans. You know, sometimes it makes sense to start taking funds out of these accounts earlier than 70 and a half, say in your mid to late 60s, for example. And the reason why you might do that is that then you have the opportunity to spread out this tax liability over a larger number of years. And prior to 70 and a half, you don't have anybody telling you how much you have to take out. So what we're trying to always do is minimize your marginal tax bracket. But at the same time, if we're able to draw down a little bit of that IRA 401k money, it could have the impact of lowering the required distribution then at age 70 and a half. So between that strategy and then taking a closer look at Social Security to see if there are some deferral techniques that can be implemented in your investment planning to reduce your taxability of Social Security down to either half of it or even zero, none of it. And we've been able to do that in certain situations. It really depends, as always, on your circumstances, your tax bracket, your household income. But the point here is that the opportunity and the necessity, really, to do tax planning once you retire does not go away. The decisions are important, and they do clearly impact your net cash flow. That is the money you get to spend each month. So by being just a little bit more tax efficient, you can actually put some additional dollars into your monthly cash flow. And that's good news. And most people can make a few minor tweaks that can have a pretty nice impact on your net cash flow. So if you need help with that, come on in and see me. I'll be glad to take a look at what you're doing and how you're doing it and seeing if there's some strategies that we can use to reduce your tax liability. Call my office for your free consultation. I'll meet with you personally one-on-one here in my Mission Valley office. 800-727-PLAN is my office phone number, 800-727-7526. Give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar. It's a freebie, and I'll meet you one-on-one. Or you can go to my website, theretirementprofessor.com. We have a lot of good information there for you as well. That's it, my friends, for this edition of The Word on Wealth. I'm the Retirement Professor, Marty Schneider. This is The Word on Wealth Financial Network, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, on these same Salem Network stations.
This is AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. What's my name? This is not a Cheech and Chong skit. What's my name? Also, do you know me, God? Oh, a very fair question. Do you know me, God? We're going to look at sheep names. I don't know really what that means. And then we'll close it out with known.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began.
You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing politics. Stop. We will not have politics in this hour. Okay, no politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? What do you think? Boy, Adam did a really good job on his first interview. Call 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and that's pretty obvious. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 KPRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then coming back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRAISE, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Well, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is now out, and Homeland Security Secretary General John Kelly has been named as a replacement, with Priebus apparently quietly resigning last night. Meanwhile, President Trump is pledging to destroy the violent MS-13 street gang and other similar organizations.
They're animals. We cannot tolerate, as a society, the spilling of innocent, young, wonderful, vibrant people.
The president addressed law enforcement officials and relatives of crime victims in Suffolk County, New York, where MS-13 has committed a string of gruesome murders, including the April killing of four young men. The Republican blame game has begun on Capitol Hill after the Senate effort to repeal much of Obamacare failed early this morning.
House leaders are hammering the Senate. In a written statement, Speaker Paul Ryan pointedly says the House delivered a health bill, and he's disappointed and frustrated the Senate could not follow suit. President Trump tweets the three Republicans and 48 Democrats who voted against the effort let the American people down. Senator John McCain cast the decisive vote and is calling for the Senate to start fresh on a bipartisan effort to reform health care. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer agrees on that and other issues.
We long for it. We yearn to work together.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Charlie Gard, the critically ill British baby at the center of a legal battle that attracted the attention of Pope Francis and also President Trump, has passed away. Charlie would have turned one next week. On Wall Street today, NASDAQ down 8 to close at 6,375. S&P 500 down 3 to 2,472. The Dow up 33 to 21,830. For more details, go to srnnews.com. I'm Val Dior.
AM 1210, KPRAISE, the Christian station.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach us, by the way, davidspoon@kprz.com. That is the email address that I'm using today, tomorrow, and yesterday. All three of those together. Let us keep in mind a couple of things. We want to make sure. Did I say lettuce? Instead of let us, I said lettuce. I must be hungry. I don't know what it is. Abounding Grace, Monday through Fridays, 1:30 p.m. and 4 p.m. Right before the show, right after the show. Don't forget Pathways to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Also very important. We'll do the What's Bugging Me in the next segment. We're not going to do it in this segment. I do want to share a little bit of a story with you. And that is my, I think I mentioned this to you, correct? But I did not mention it to the audience. So I was talking to my son and my daughter-in-law. And then my wonderful wife was talking to them. And I find it amazing that she gets more information than I do. I'm not sure why that is. But apparently, my son and daughter-in-law, who have moved to Texas with my grandchild, bring him back. Anyway, they've moved to Texas, and they're in a city, in a small city, less than 10,000 people, I think 12,000 people in that city. It's a growing city, and they were able to purchase a home. It's their first home, so my son is pretty excited. And so they're getting that whole start to life. That's very good. I'm very happy for them. I mean, they're on their way, and he does a really great job, so that's going fantastic. And it turns out that they went and met the neighbors. I guess they don't have neighbors initially on either side, but about two or three houses down, they met their neighbors, and the neighbor started talking to them, and apparently the neighbor was from Escondido. Remember, my son just left Carlsbad. And not only that, but my daughter-in-law's cousin, which is one of her best friends, this woman and her husband and their new baby knows my daughter-in-law's cousin from Emmanuel Faith. And I'm just like, okay, so you're in like Carlsbad or North County and you kind of relocate somewhere in Texas. And if you throw a dart at Texas, it's kind of a big place and there are quite a few cities. There's 20 million people there, I think. So it's like, and they end up in a house that's three houses away from somebody that came from their neck of the woods and knows them, knows the relatives of them. I think the Lord sets things up a lot differently than maybe we think. Now, you can imagine my son and daughter-in-law thinking, gee, what's this going to be like? But then you can also imagine God going, yeah, I'm going to put these people together. I'm going to put these people together. Don't you love stuff like that? That stuff should encourage all of us to let you know that when God says he's going to work something together, it might take a while, but it's there. And that is something that we can count on. That is pretty cool. Like it. All right, let's get ready to get into our first section of this particular hour. It's called What's My Name?
What's my name? What's my name? Feel the power. What's my name? What's it?
All right, let's be honest. Let's stop kidding around. Everybody ever see that show, Cheers? You ever see that? You ever see Cheers? Have you ever
Norm.
Watched?
Norm.
Yeah, okay. Norm, right? You can pull that mic down. You don't have to reach that high. What's the title in that song? One of the things. You just want to go where everybody knows your name. Now, you can get mad at me. It's like, well, that's about a bar, Dave. No, actually, that's actually quite different. It's about loneliness. That's what it's about. See, the whole premise of the show is that these people had somewhere to go. It wasn't. Couldn't have. Wouldn't have mattered if it was a pizza place. Wouldn't have mattered if it was a jukebox place. Wouldn't have mattered if it was a bowling alley. They all came to this one place. Now, why is that important? Because we're people, and when God created us, He created us with this need for fellowship and connection. Now, it's true that sin did a great job in severing what should have been good fellowship or righteous fellowship, but there is a part of us that walks around from time to time and goes, you know, you want to know other people and you want to be known. And to say that's not true, there's a bit of a dishonesty. Anybody who's in any field of media like I am and like anybody else is, they certainly want to be known. I mean, that's just a given. And we want to know other people. And that is true in every facet and in every element of our society and in every generation. You want to be known and you want to know. And the primary reason behind that is you don't want to be alone. You don't want to be lonely. Now, there is a difference, I should say, between being alone and being lonely. And I do want to make that distinction. You can make a decision to be alone, but loneliness is the idea that that which you encounter, there is nothing else, no one else, and you can either not sense it, you can't believe it, you can't access it. That loneliness is probably really the most important thing to understand, that it's difficult. It's difficult. And if you think, well, this is, I don't know if this is scriptural, I am, of course, going to demonstrate that it absolutely is scriptural for somebody to feel this way and to feel bad about that loneliness. Psalm 25, verse 16 through 17, turn to me and be gracious, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. There's an anguish in being lonely. It's not fake. It's real. And so the psalmist knows, look, God can solve this problem, and I need God to solve this problem. And so the psalmist is saying, you know, David is saying, turn to me and be gracious. I'm lonely. Well, some believe that he might have written this particular text when he was on the run and in caves and felt like he was distanced from Israel and from, you know, the people of God, and that may be accurate. I mean, I think there's some evidence to back that up. But I think that the fact of the matter is that there are times where even as believers, you are not just alone, but you feel lonely. And the psalmist, which is why people love the Psalms, because they identify things that we go through from not just that spiritual point of view, but from an emotional point of view. And so he's looking for deliverance. Like, relieve me of the troubles of my heart. And that's why this is entitled, What's My Name? Because people want to know that they're known. They want to have connections. This is the idea in the church prospect is it's supposed to be that place where you can go and everybody knows your name. I mean, that's where it's supposed to be. And if it's a larger church, then it should be in small groups that takes place, where you get to know within the small group. And that's a part of it. Unfortunately, there's people that have been hurt in church or in different fellowships or in different ways and don't feel safe. And I understand that. That's why I wrote the book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment. But being lonely is an anguish. And you need to connect somewhere. It's nowhere in Scripture that you can support that being alone all the time just by yourself is the way that God intended it, since Jesus Christ took upon it himself to have 12 people around him on a regular basis, even though he knew one of them would betray him. Still brought them in. Still brought that person in. So we really want to move from that anguish and that loneliness to Psalm 68, verse 5 through 6, which says, "You are a father to the fatherless and a judge for the widow. Is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely." There you go. He leads the prisoners into prosperity. God makes a home for the lonely. If you have some anguish and if you have some loneliness going on, God makes a home to give you an answer. How powerful is that? We come back, we're going to look at some of that in depth. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Despite the partisan polarization that characterizes both politics and media of the moment, the public seems surprisingly united when it comes to defining Americanism. A new voter study group survey associated with George Washington University showed a full 93% agreeing that respect for American institutions and laws is important for being an American. Meanwhile, 88% believe it's important to accept people of diverse racial and religious backgrounds to claim authentic American identity. Even 75% of Democrats believe it's important to speak English and to embrace our common language. All in all, the survey that interviewed 8,000 respondents showed a populace much less fractured, bigoted, and resentful than often assumed. Nearly all of us understand that what makes us American isn't where our ancestors came from, but the common ideals and shared culture that we uphold and advance. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'll let you know. First of all, talk about Todd losing it. Losing it in the master control room. So he was making fun of me because when Adam came in, I didn't want him to feel bad. I was eating, just getting ready to eat my burrito. And so he came in, and I thought, oh, I don't want him to feel bad or anything. So I took my burrito and put it in the cupboard.
Do you think he wondered maybe why your office smelled like a burrito?
Yes, I do. I think he was thinking, you know, I like Dave. He seems nice. The station's nice. What is that smell in his office? I think. So I just went back because I just remembered because I forgot. And I pulled it out, and I had cut one little piece, so I just ate that. That so far is my lunch. I didn't even have time to get my tea. That's how far behind I was. I mean, really. All right. If for obvious reasons, we're going to do our what's bugging me, and you're going to find out you already know what's bugging me. So let's go. Here we go. Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. All right. Now, I could easily say the thing is that's bugging me is that the people, everybody in Washington, except for the president, needs to just be removed. I mean, just get rid of every one of them. I mean, if this was a business, they would all be working in a bankrupt business where, and they would be getting no salaries or anything. I mean, this is just so incredible. I can't believe that nobody can work with anybody. Everything's so political. Everything this, everything. They're so divided. Now, this is not the most divided the country's ever been. Although people would argue it is, I would completely disagree because we had a civil war. And so that would definitely be a higher level. But we are approaching some of the deeper territory. And I could talk to you about this, but that's not what's bugging me. You really want to know what's bugging me? My children, my wonderful children, they have taken my grandchild away. And I am deciding whether I am supposed to forgive them. I think I am supposed to forgive them, but yesterday I was missing Carter Bear, and the day before that I was missing Addie Bug, and I'm just thinking, okay, you know what? I have somebody I have to blame, so I will blame. I'm not going to blame God. I'm not going to blame the babies. I'm not blaming us, so I blame them. That's what's bugging me. I don't get to hold my grandkids. I just got to share with somebody that it's a legacy. It's where my brother and I are the first two Christians in 5,000 years in our lineage. And now my son, he's a Christian. My daughter, she's a Christian. And she is having a baby boy and has a baby girl. And they're going to carry on the name through that line. And then my son has a baby boy and they're going to carry on the name through that line. And that, to me, it's third generation Jewish Christian. I love it. As I was telling somebody, that takes chutzpah to be able to pull that off. That is for sure. All right, let's get into our second segment. First one, what's my name? And the fact of the matter is that there is a scriptural truthfulness to the idea of being lonely. Psalm 25, verse 16 and 17, where David really wrote to the Lord and said, I'm lonely. I'm hurting. And then in Psalm 68, verse 5 and 6, there is a positive affirmation to God's connection to people who are lonely, and that is God makes a home for the lonely. All right. Have you ever been in a room, and Tugboat Todd can probably respond. I bet I know the answer beforehand, but have you ever been in a room and at moments you just felt like you were just all there by yourself, nobody catching you at all?
Yes.
And is that kind of a weird, it's weird, isn't it? It's like you
sit there. It's almost a twilight zone. It's a weird feeling. Like, are you invisible or like what's going on?
Yeah. And that's something that my wife has said on many occasions. It's like, well, what is that, invisible? It's like you drive a small SUV. I'm pretty sure you're not invisible. But I mean, the idea there is that you have that feeling or that sense. Well, for that person, the Lord has a response. And that is, hey, I have a home for you who are feeling lonely. And I love that because it's like God going, I know you. God doesn't go through that the way we go through that, but we do process through that. So I want to read this passage so you can catch how in depth this can go. So I'm kind of like walking you through some circles here so you can see where it's going. John chapter 1, verse 43 through 48. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we found the one Moses wrote about in the law, the one about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Ooh, spooky. See, you got to see what's going on there. So Jesus is, you know, hey, follow me, this way, this way. And then what happens is Nathanael is approached by Philip. And Philip says, hey, you got to see this guy. This guy is Jesus of Nazareth. He's the Messiah. And so he sees Jesus after he makes a, you know, kind of a derogatory comment about Nazareth. And then Jesus goes, here's truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. You know what you get from that, right? Nathanael's probably the straight shooter in the bunch. You know, he's probably the guy that goes, I don't see that. You know what I'm saying? That one person that's just got that direct line of speech, just goes right to it. That's probably Nathaniel. But then Nathaniel says something funny to Jesus. He says, how do you know me? And Jesus tells him, before you were even brought into this circle, I saw you. After that, by the way, Nathaniel goes, my Lord and my God. I mean, he knows, oh, this is something much bigger. But this is what I want you to get. Even though there are times of loneliness, the Lord has a response to that. Even though the feelings are way high, here's the truth and where the truth needs to overcome the feelings. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. I've got a message for you that you need to let resonate, and it's one that I need to let resonate. Before the earth was created, the Lord was involved in choosing and picking us. And we might say, how do you know me? And the Lord's response is, I knew you long before you even knew who I was. I saw you before you ever saw me. When you feel like you're lonely, and I'm not telling you that that loneliness is sinful, but if you languish in it, if it overwhelms you and you don't take any steps to get past it, you might let it gain too much in you. And the Lord is saying, hey, I have a home for you. I know you. I saw you before you ever saw me. Now, that is a powerful statement. And when you get into Ephesians 1, 4, and I know you want to, you know, some people want to argue about the free will election. Look it. He chose us in him before the creation of the world. There is a plan. Ephesians 1, 11 makes that absolutely clear, that the plan of God comes to pass. And you're thinking, what are you trying to say, that he knew that we were going to sin? If you believe God is omniscient, you have to know that God knew. I mean, it's just impossible to believe. The Lamb of God chosen before the foundation of the earth, the Bible says. I think that's pretty clear. He chose us in him before the creation. God knew you before you knew you. Ah, that's the part. Wait, what? No, God knew you before you knew what a thought was. That's how connected he is to you. But Dave, I feel lonely. I understand. I have felt that way on many occasions. But that feeling of loneliness does not necessitate the truth any more than banging your head against the wall necessitates that God has separated his love for you. You just don't feel it. You do feel the yowie. And that hurts, especially if it's got, like, things in the wall and you bang your head against it. You're like, ah! But the love of God still exists. You just don't feel it. You just have to recognize feelings are not wrong unless they lead you astray, away from the truth. Then it's wrong. Does that make sense? I know it does. I know you get that. I'm going to come back and show the depth to how God knows you. You're going to love it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we